This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brent Bozell, head of the Media Research Center located near the nation's capital. Mr. Bozell is also one of a number of conservatives who earlier this week signed the Mount Vernon Statement, basically a conservative statement suggesting that is the proper way forward for America's future. And Brent, it's always great to have you with us.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
What was the genesis of this? Obviously, there's a conservative movement this week. We see the Conservative Political Action Conference. Why the need for this statement?
Well, it's something that's been in the works for, I don't know, maybe 6 months. The Conservative Action Project is a compendium of about 80 different organizations that has a coordinating group of about a dozen of us that have been working on different aspects of rebuilding the movement since the election of Barack Obama in 2008. And one of the things that we thought we needed to focus on was a new statement of principles for the conservative movement. We needed to charter a new course, not just of issues and campaign themes for 2010 and 2012, which is being done by a number of different people, and it's important, it needs to be done, but from a macro sense, a statement of principles, what we believe in, because we believe that we've gotten away from that. 50 years ago, the conservative movement was launched by the Sharon Statement that was written by a number of conservatives who came together in Sharon, Connecticut, and wrote this statement, and it was published in National Review. And we thought it was time for a new statement. We wrote it. A number of people participated in this, and it was signed on Wednesday. It's the Mount Vernon Statement, and it calls for conservatives to return to the principles of the Constitution. Which is, we believe, the most brilliant political document ever written by man. And it is the genesis of American exceptionalism. And it is the reason why the United States of America is the single most glorious nation in the history of man. That's what we need to return to.
We're talking with Brent Bozell. And Brent, I think a lot of people, when they first heard about this, thought of this as a new sort of contract with America, but it's not that specific. It simply, as you mentioned, talks about the principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, traditional values, advancing freedom and opposing tyranny around the world. Obviously, all of those are critical when looking at the foundations of the country and moving forward. Which ones do you think are under the most assault right now?
It is not an issue. It's not a contract with America. There are no issues that are listed here. It's a statement of principles. The most important principle, I think, the bedrock principle is the principle of individual freedom. But through it, with freedom comes responsibility, and both of them are under fire. The personal freedom and personal responsibility, because you're seeing on the one hand, you're seeing one by one all of our freedoms being taken, and secondly, you're seeing the nanny state taking over. Both things need to be restored in their proper context. This is what the Mount Vernon Statement calls for. But the importance of the Mount Vernon Statement, Greg, is not that 80 conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. sign it. That's not the purpose. The purpose is for 1 million, 10 million, 50 million conservatives around the country, for them to sign it. 50 years ago, when the Sharon Statement was launched, you had 30,000 readers of Human Events. You had 30,000 readers of the National Review magazine. That's it. That's the only way the conservatives could get their message out. Today, we have, thank God, you guys on talk radio. We have the Internet. We have the ability to reach tens of millions of people. People can go to themountvernonstatement.com, or they can go to groups like the Media Research Center or the Heritage Foundation or the Family Research Council or any number of other organizations and click on to the mountvernonstatement.com and sign the pledge. You don't have to give away your address or anything like that. We're not trying to capture names. Just sign the pledge. We want millions of people to sign the pledge. That's going to be the future strength of the conservative movement.
And according to the website you mentioned, themountvernonstatement.com, nearly 25,000 people have already signed this, and it's only been a couple of days. Brent, obviously, a lot of this comes as people get geared up for a midterm election season. And as you've already articulated, this goes way beyond one simple election cycle, but a vision for where the country has been and where it ought to be again. Do you suggest that people look at their candidates, potential candidates, and then contrast it with the principles that are outlined in this statement?
Well, we want people to look not just at the candidates, but at future issues and base it on these principles. For example, the next time we have a health care debate, and there will be another next, there'll be a next time. Now, I had to leave from Mount Vernon and go to Dallas, and I was asked by several businessmen in Dallas about things like cap and trade and health care, and, you know, are these things dead? And my answer every time was, no, nothing is dead. So long as these people are there, nothing is dead. Everything is dormant. Everything can and will come back. But when these issues arise, based on these principles, we ought to look at something like national health care, at health care. And not from the standpoint of can we afford it, but from the standpoint of principle. And the principle is what's the role of government? Does the government have the right to be participatory in this? Now, we sent through CNSnews.com, we sent reporters on Capitol Hill, and we've asked the senators up and down the line, where in the Constitution it states that the Congress has the authority to meddle in health care. By the way, guess what? There's nowhere in the Constitution does the Congress have the right to be doing what it's doing right now. I mean, this is just a unilateral takeover that it's participating in. These are the core principles that we need to get back to, where government does and doesn't have certain rights, and it doesn't have the right to be participatory in health care, period.
Last question for you, Brent, before we let you go. I know you're very concerned about the current agenda of this administration and the Democratic majority, but as you look back at the Republican leadership in the earlier part of last decade, do you sense that for the most part the GOP is or is not living up to these principles?
Oh, the Republican Party in the last 15 years thoroughly abandoned these principles. If the Republican Party believes that this growing revolt called the Tea Party is something that is coming in their direction, pledging allegiance to them, the Republican Party is in for a shocking surprise. The Tea Party movement pledges allegiance to nobody. That is the reality. The Tea Party movement has seen what the Republican Party has done in abandoning its principles and wants nothing to do with the Republican Party. The Republican Party has to re-earn the trust of the Tea Party movement if it wants to support the movement. The Tea Party movement is not with them.
Very interesting analysis. And again, to view the full Mount Vernon statement or to sign it or do both, the website is themountvernonstatement.com. Also, you can go to the Media Research Center website as well and look at it. Brent, very good to have you with us, sir. Thanks for your time as always.
My pleasure. Take care.
Brent Bozell is president of the Media Research Center. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.